So it actually started President Ronald Reagan in 1984. I mean, he just loved ice cream, and, you know, that maybe that's why he was a great president. But, yeah, he designated July as National Ice Cream Month. And then from there, it developed, and now we have a National Ice Cream Day. So that would be, I think, Sunday, July 19th. It's coming up, you know, so get your ice cream ready. But it's really great. Ice cream is an important part of American culture, and the ice cream industry generates more than $21 billion of annual sales, you know, for dairy farmers, dairy producers. So it's a integral part of the American economy.
That is an eye-popping number. I'm in favor of making it a national holiday myself, mm-hmm. but you know, I don't know how far we'll get with that.
I can take that day off. That's okay.
Exactly. So a lot of people are kind of curious, how is ice cream made, mm-hmm. if you can kind of go over that with us.
So there's a traditional recipe, but then, you know, you have your own family recipes there. But in general, milk proteins are mixed with fat in the milk cream. So you have milk, you have cream, and then this forms a stabilized structure. And then you want to get those air bubbles mixed in there, because the air bubbles during the early stages of freezing create a good foam, and that makes about 20 to 50% of the final, you know, product volume. Overall, you want that sweet flavor while creating the structure, and air helps prevent it from being too sweet, but, you know, still sweet enough. Mm. And then during the freezing process, you know, you want those ice crystals, but you don't want too many ice crystals. And so that air, that helps make it creamier. So, mm-hmm. you know, you want to mix the air, you want that sugar, you want the milk and the fat, you know, it's a process.
Well, absolutely. And not only is it fun to eat, but it's fun to make too. And it's something you could do at home with the, you know, and teach the kids about how to make ice cream as well.
Definitely. There are lots of ice cream in a bag recipes out there that you can do with your kids. And all it requires is a couple bags, and it's kind of fun for the kids to make their own ice cream and then eat it.
Right. Now, I've heard a lot of times say, you know, people say, eat that ice cream all the time, it's not good for you, you'll pack on the pounds. But ice cream can also fit into a healthy diet.
Correct. So everything can fit into a healthy diet. I want to make that clear, but it's all in moderation. So if you were to look at what the average American eats in terms of ice cream every single year, it's 23 pounds. So I don't want you to eat 23 pounds all at once.
No.
You know, that's a lot. but you can definitely have ice cream as part of a healthy diet. Just look at the sizing. So, I mean, I was in Michigan over the 4th with my daughter, who ordered one scoop of ice cream, and I'm not kidding. Like, it was as big as her head.
Oh, goodness.
So she was, you know, of course in heaven, and I was going, oh, my. but a traditional scoop is a half cup, so that's about the size of a tennis ball. So keep that in mind. You know, one half cup is a serving size, not a head-sized one scoop that my daughter was obviously enjoying.
Well, you have to do that every once in a while.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of different things out there, but not everything is ice cream. There's custard, gelato, frozen yogurt, sherbet. What's the difference between all of these different things?
Yeah, well, some of them actually have to, you know, I'm using air quotes for your listeners, a mandate of how things are made, so, or the ratios of things. So for ice cream, you know, traditionally you have your milk or cream, you have your flavorings, stabilizers, but it has to be at least 10% milk fat, okay? You can add eggs, you don't have to add eggs, but, you know, those are an option, but it's the milk fat that makes the ice cream. Then when you go to frozen custard, which I know is, you know, big, at least in St. Louis, you have Ted Drew's and, you know, all
Ted
those
Drew's
other things,
my
right?
favorite. Yes.
But Ted Drew's and frozen custard, they use a mixture that's similar to ice cream, but it always includes eggs. And in fact, it has to have 1.4% of the total makeup being an egg yolk. So that's what makes it a frozen custard. Then you look at gelato, which, you know, those are delicious. They come from Italy. It's an Italian-style ice cream. It's got milk, it's got sugar, but it's actually got more sugar than your ice cream. So if you're looking at ice cream tends to have about 12 to 16% of its makeup is sugar, okay? Gelato, 16 to 24%. So more sugar in there, and because of the higher sugar content, it actually melts faster.
Mm.
So on hot days, you might want to go with the ice cream over the gelato.
Yep, it'll last a little bit longer out in that heat. Concrete is the famous thing over at Ted Drew's. That's pretty close to ice cream, I'm guessing, or?
It is. It's traditionally, you have something mixed in there, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, they all have to start with an ice cream base or even a frozen custard base, and then you mix items in there.
You got my mind on Ted Drew's now, and I know he just opened up this week, got reopened up this week, I was seeing. So, I may have to make a trip to St. Louis this weekend. But you also have a recipe that you're going to share with our listeners this morning, as I understand it, an ice cream cookie dessert, if you will.
Yes. I'm looking at this ice cream recipe, and I haven't made it yet, but it looks absolutely delicious because it contains, you know, Oreo cookies or cookie sandwiches, which I could just
make an entire bag. Yes.
I know. but this is great because it combines those cookie crumbs and then it combines ice cream, some vanilla ice cream. And you kind of mix it together, you press it into a pan, and then you freeze it. So whenever you're making an ice cream dish, you want to let that ice cream sit a little bit so it becomes softer. Once you can mold it into whatever you want it to be shaped as, you put it back in the freezer so it can harden up again.
Right on. Well, you've spoken to my soul today. You know, you talked about ice cream, and it's National Ice Cream Month, so really, really excited for this. Everybody go out and maybe try out our recipe. We'll post that up on our KXEO.com and enjoy an ice cream sometime.
Yes, definitely do, especially on the 19th.